We're in a very nice house that was rented by the Villa Albertine for my residency. When I enter for the first time, I said to myself, it's not possible. All this just for me? I have two cats, there's a garden, and it's just perfect. It's the ideal place to have meetings, catch up with friends, work late at night because I'm in a house and I don't have neighbors. So there you go. It's the house of happiness. The Villa Albertine was super cool. The week I arrived, we had a little welcome party and they invited local musicians. And it was really, really great because I got to meet people right away. After that, the rest was through Instagram. I would look at gigs and clubs that seemed to be playing well and I would send a message. Hey, I like what you're doing. I just got to New Orleans. Do you want to meet up? And every time, people would reply, great, I just heard your music, it's so good, want to grab dinner? I was like, sure, why not? So that's how it happened. Now I go out in the street and inevitably run into someone I know. My goal was to research the link between the Caribbean and New Orleans. The Caribbean and the African-American tradition. It's an extension of the research I've been doing since I began my degree on the music of the African diaspora. New Orleans makes complete sense because it's really a Caribbean city. I spent a lot of time in the West Indies and I wasn't aware of this proximity or musical connection. The goal was to explore all of that and recreate links, taking the time to make those ties. That's the work I'm doing here, but it involves spending 3 months in New Orleans. It involves going back to Cuba, going to Haiti, Trinidad, Barbados, and continuing this work, but really in a much broader way. The idea of exporting this new genre, this revival of a 21st century tradition invented by young people. I remember that Gabby Grenier, who works at the consulate, came to pick me up and suggested we take a little tour of the city by car. My jaw dropped, my eyes wide open. I was looking at the city with my head out of the window, wondering, what is this place? What's going on? Why didn't I come here earlier? Why did I have this thing in my head that said, everything happens in New York? I spent I don't know how much time in New York, but what the hell, I should have come here. New Orleans is the hub. It's where you have to be. I feel like a lot of people come here to make a life for themselves. There's this really family-oriented, friendly spirit. People are so happy that a lot of them don't leave town. And you can be a musician and make a living just working in the city. I think that's the only place in the U.S. where you can really make a living without going out of town, and I think that's pretty amazing. At the same time, my fellow musicians do a lot of gigs. 3, sometimes 4 a day. I've never seen that. I have to say that here, music starts at breakfast. It's a different atmosphere. You also have to remember that we're in the South, known for its warmth, its hospitality. The mentality is really different, and it suits my current lifestyle better. So it's perfect. I arrived at the right time. My music education came from residencies. When I first left for the U.S., I followed musicians who were in residency and learned with them like that. So for me, mixing learning with musical performances, concerts, it's the perfect model. The system that pushes us to go from a show in Cannes to Marseille, then to the north of France, then to Brittany, before coming back down to Toulouse. I don't know, it's great. Because we work, but we're tired. We don't have time to think, to look at the moon and say, I want to write such and such thing. I want to write poetry. To be honest, when you're on the train, you just want to sleep. But that's also what being an artist is all about, taking the time to think and experience things. I divided my time between Congo Square, the drum circle of Congo Square, to be precise, and the second line, which are the brass band parades in the city. At each stop, you meet new people, and there's always someone you know. He tells a story, my kids, this and that, and then you move on to someone else. We sing, we laugh. It's hot out. People are playing. They play for 4 hours straight while walking. We dance. It's a whole thing. And so after going to the second line, I go back to Congo Square to see if there are still people there. Then I ride my bike around the city and say to myself, thank you for this life. If it wasn't for the Villa Albertine, I would never have done this. I spent 3 months alone in a city I didn't know at all. And that gave me some sense of belonging. Because I have to admit that after the pandemic, I was a little withdrawn. I didn't go out as much when I was in Paris, and now there are so many incredible things happening. I'm always going out to listen to music, see a show, see people, conferences. There are so many opportunities, and it's opened me up to the world. It's toughened me up. I feel like it's made me stronger.